fighting for America.
Please join me now in showing appreciation for their work, their legacy, and their friendship. That's sufficient. I don't want you to get more applause than I got.
Fighting for Idaho.
As someone growing up in the Middle East, you know that if you say the smallest thing against Muhammad, or if you say, I don't believe in this, you will be killed.
Fighting for you.
My wife delivered twins, so it's just been hectic.
Are you changing the diapers yet?
Oh, yeah, I've done that from day one. No big deal.
All right. Wow.
That's what real men do, Kevin.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Well, what is it, Thursday already? Is that right? Thursday? Boy, already feeling the withdrawal of not a lot going on. I guess the big shows haven't kicked off, and you know, how many times can you watch a restaurant showdown or, you know, he washes the dishes this way? Anyway, I digress. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the feds want your money. The feds want your money. You know, we've talked about this before at the state level. The feds looking at raising the gas tax and, you know, 12 cents over 2 years. And I used to do this show called Conspiracy Tuesday. And the whole idea of Conspiracy Tuesday was the fact we'd have people calling in and talking about conspiracies and everything else. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, this is pretty outrageous. Well, some of those conspiracy theories have come true. But you take a look at whether it's the Saudis or fracking or everybody else has flooded the market. And now our gas price is down so low. And all of a sudden, here we have the idea of a gas tax increase. Joining us now is Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio. Now, Tanya, you and I have a great banter back and forth. I think I'm going to try and test the limits of our friendship this morning. Good morning,
all
by
right.
the way.
Thanks for the warning.
You know, what I love about you is that you're always here with us. You're always here when you're supposed to be, right?
Well, most of the time.
Yeah, you know, I would just say yes. I'm leading the witness.
Yes.
And I was so excited today. Do you know why I was so excited today?
Why were you excited today?
Because our great friend Grinnell Scott was going to be on my show this morning.
Right.
And I love Grinnell, and I'm going, Grinnell, Grinnell, Grinnell. And the only people that know about this are you and me, and I'm breaking every rule of radio by telling this. And then Grinnell no-shows me, and I'm like, man, well, I know Tanya will be there for me. You know, I have that reputation of being overly sensitive.
That is what I've heard about you.
Yes, and it's weird, even while I'm talking to you, I'm blushing. Well, regardless of that, let's get to some serious news. It looks like we're going to pay more at the pump if these politicians have their way.
Well, yeah, some of them have floated the test balloon, so to speak, of the idea of a gas tax increase. Now, it's important to remember a couple things. It's been like 20 years since the gas tax was, or any fuel taxes have been raised. That was 1993 the last time. The other thing to remember is this would go to the Highway Trust Fund. That's what the fuel taxes bring in, about $34 billion a year, billion with a B, to the Federal Highway Trust Fund. The government spends about $50 billion a year. Now, look, I am no math scholar, but there's clearly a difference between what we're bringing in and what we're spending. This is what goes to fund, you know, the upkeep and the construction of roads, bridges, you know, things you want to work correctly. And so that's why some of these lawmakers have kind of, you know, stuck a toe in the water and said, maybe we should try doing this. You know, some of them are not getting a great response for it.
I was going to say, can you imagine the reaction? And we're just kind of teeing it up right now, you know?
Yeah. Right now it's 18.4 cents a gallon. The diesel fuel tax is 24.4 cents a gallon. And that's the federal gas tax. This is not including, you know, whatever each state may have. I mean, some states already, you know, have a gas tax that's already been raised or, you know, is higher than that already.
Yeah, and you have to really wonder, having worked in a couple states where they had a fuel tax and they would use the money there not to do what they're supposed to do with it, which is to take care of the roads and the infrastructure. They'd use it to balance the money on the general fund. You have to wonder if that's the case with the feds, if some of that money was allocated somewhere else.
That's a good question. You know, this has kind of been an issue back and forth with Congress, you know, keeping the transportation programs on the edge of insolvency since about 2008. They repeatedly just took enough funds from the general treasury and, you know, met the obligation, you know, extending it further and further out, sometimes for a few months, sometimes for as much as 2 years. And some of these lawmakers are saying, look, if we just raised the gas tax or the fuel tax, then, you know, this would, you know, help us as we look, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the road.
Kind of like that old argument with Social Security.
Yeah, and I think it's just a moment, just a matter of time till we hear the phrase kicking the can down the road.
Right. Well,
that's what's probably coming next.
Well, and here's the thing that gets me, and like you said, you're no math scholar. As you know, I'm just plain no scholar. But I think that what would really help our job situation in this country is you have the rebuilding of the Marshall Plan, if you will, where we rebuild the highways, whether you're traveling in the south or the west. I'm amazed at, you know, there are a lot of two-lane highways still. You know, put some money in 40, put some money in 80, put some money in 90.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually get those things modernized.
There are a lot of bridges, too, because, you know, and inevitably we see that, what is it, like a yearly report of the nation's worst bridges and, you know, how their infrastructure is getting worse and worse, and we see these, and that's when it kind of gets everybody's attention, and they think, oh, wow, this could be a major problem if something happened to these bridges, because this is not a small, like, this is not a Band-Aid fix. You know, some of these need a lot of work. And, you know, if we're just kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul with the you know, highway trust fund, that is something that they're going to have to look at sooner or later.
I'm with you. If only the politicians would keep their words, I think as we like to say, the folks. Now, there's an original statement. The folks would back them up.
Yeah, well, it is awfully tempting, though, to say, no, don't touch it, because, you know, it's taking, you know, $20, $40 to fill up your tank instead of $70 or $80 in some cases.
And what happens when the prices go back up?
Good question.
Yeah.
And that's why some of these lawmakers are saying, look, if we do this now, it won't hurt nearly as bad as when gas is, you know, $3.50 a gallon.
Well, Tanya, we always appreciate it. You tell Grinnell we're very proud of him. I'm very happy for him. I'm so happy, and we'll eventually talk to him. But props to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll pass the word along.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye. There you have it. Tanya J. Powers here at 580KIDO. If you're wondering what I'm yapping about, a friend of mine that I worked with 27 years ago. Well, you've worked with everyone. Yeah, I have. He just is going to be one of our Fox correspondents, and just really pumped up for him. And we look forward to having him on. Kevin Miller with you here. So we're talking a little bit about money, right? That old Ronald Reagan question. I think Russ Fulcher tried to use that with the governor, right? Are you better off now than you were 8 years ago? How about, I guess, former Senator Fulcher now? Here's a guy that was, you know, outspent but did better than a lot of folks that had more money. But, you know, he used that to, I think it's the most effective weapon you can use on any politician. And whether you're running ads or you go up to him and you go, you know, I'm not doing better than I did 4 years ago or 8 years ago. Right now, we're in an economic nirvana. It's like Dave Pezzo happy time. How many times have you heard Dave Pezzo and Kevin Miller talk about, boy, if we had a coherent, smart energy policy in this company, imagine what we'd do if we had gas below $2.50 a gallon, $1.50 a gallon, and we're seeing it. Do you have sticker shock in a good way when you go to the gas pump and all of a sudden it's not 70 bones or 50 bones, it's 30 bones? And you're going, hey, not so bad. This is all right. Now, maybe that will trickle into other parts of the economy and help create some jobs, some real jobs, not the phony baloney ones we hear from the Fed. I mean, does anybody really believe unemployment's at 5%? When you talk to folks, last hour I sent an appeal out, how many people know about these cutbacks at Gowan Field because of the defense budget cutbacks, or worry about Gowan Field's viability? People getting laid off from there. And yet nobody covers it. Well, maybe because nobody's getting laid off. Tell that to the people that have contacted me. And we sit idly by, and you know how it is. Somebody gets yelled at work. Somebody gets yelled at school. First thing you think is, man, glad that's not me. And then when it's you, it hits you a lot more differently, right? So back to money. You know, back to conspiracies. The whole issue involving conspiracies on whether or not we're going to sit back and, you know, allow these low gas prices to influence us, both at the state level, because there is a big interest in the state of Idaho. And you that are activists know what I'm talking about. You fought against them, the elite class, the lobbyists that make a ton of money influencing our elected representatives. They're the guys that talk in the ear. They're the guys that, you know, are backing big interest, big business interests. And I sit back and I take a look at this, and you know, you can't tell me that people that own paving companies, road companies, are not lobbying for a gas tax increase. In fact, I could see them spending thousands of dollars running ads, probably on every station but this one, because they know we speak the truth, even though people here vote. People here have direct personal relationships with their elected officials at the local state level than any other show in the Treasure Valley. Pressuring them to pump up the gas tax. In fact, we had a poll where it was about, you know, a 60-40 split. Finally, people saying no. I love writing those poll questions where, yes, gas taxes are the best ever. We need to fix our roads. And even if you get the money, it's kind of like buying making a bid at an auction. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. If you match the bid, somebody else could match it or go past it. So at 580-5436, we've got Tanya J. Powers reporting on the feds, number one. Number two, you know, I sit back and I think of at the state level, we're going to see a big lobbying effort. People wanting your tax dollars. Quite frankly, unless there's an amendment that it goes directly to the roads, I say no. I say no to the feds taking money for the gas tax because it's, in my opinion, I don't believe it's going to be used to fix the roads. You know, it's going to be used for another pet project. Oh, we need to pave a road in Afghanistan. How many roads have we paved in Iraq and Afghanistan at the expense of us here? Something to think about, right? Other people that want your money, if you live in West Ada, which is the fastest growing area in the Treasure Valley, we're looking at another bond issue, 96 million bones for a construction bond from Bill Roberts. West Ada School District's voters will be asked to approve a bond March 10th, nearly identical to the one they voted to reject in August. You're looking at, what is it, $104 million in the summer. They got 62.7% of the vote, short of two-thirds majority. The trustees pulled $8 million from the August bond that would have been used for land acquisition for new schools. So here you have it. If you live in West Ada, you've got 37,000 students coming in. It continues to grow. You've got elementary schools are full, middle schools overflowing. What do you do? Now people say you need to plan more effectively. Hey, chances are if you live in Meridian, you live near Meridian, you see the growth. Now the West Ada District, they want another bond issue. You want the governor wants to pay teachers more. And yet we have schools in our listing area where kids don't have textbooks. Patriot Ray with us at 580-KIDO with K. Millie in the morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. K. How you doing?
I am living the dream.
I can tell. You know, the problem with the politician is that they tell you everything that you want to hear until it comes time to pay the piper, and then they put it anywhere they want. So gas tax, no. No gas tax until they make an absolute promise and follow through with it that they'll spend the money where they say they're going to. This whole garbage of everything they want to do is, oh, let's get them, make them feel good so they'll give it to us, and then we'll spend anywhere we want. And that's just what they seem to do every time. We've got a president who just doesn't like the country, period.
What do you make of the local politicians?
Same thing. They seem to be doing the same deal. I mean, I had a gentleman who came to me several years ago who was running for office and asked for my support. And then I went in and testified when I was on the plumbing board at one time, and he said, now watch that guy. He's a troublemaker. And I couldn't believe it when he leaned over and told some of his other board members that. So it's just they get in to get elected, and then they get into the system, and they don't know how to get out of it, or they don't want to because it's such a good deal for them. So, Kevin, politicians, you know when they're lying when their lips move. So we just have to watch out for them and get the good ones like Fulcher and some of the others they needed our support and they didn't get it the way they should have. So we're guilty too.
Great call, Patriot Ray. Thank you, sir.
Bring your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
It's the feds, it's Idaho. Everybody wants the money to build roads. Well, why haven't we built roads before? Well, we haven't had the money. So what have we been paying the fuel tax for? Let's take some calls at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, we go to Dan in Marsing with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, one of the things that nobody's thinking about is when the cost of gas goes down, so does the cost of making asphalt.
Well, that's a good point. A lot of petroleum-based products, yes.
Yeah, because one of the main ingredients in asphalt is oil, and that's what they use to make our roads with.
Yeah, no one is talking about that. So what's your take on the fuel tax?
I think that they don't really need it because, you know, one thing is that gas is going to go back up again. Right now would be a good time for them to stock up on the oil needed for asphalt.
I would agree with you. And all these airliners that buy their fuel 6 months in advance should be stocking up so our plane prices should drop.
Yeah. See, that's one of the things that nobody thinks about. They think of raising up taxes because we don't have to pay as much for gasoline now. But the thing is, it costs less in the long run. And not only that, your truckers and everything else, is they're able to do a little bit more driving. People will do a little bit more driving. So we're not really going to lose that much on our gas tax.
Well, you're right. And, of course, who knows when the gas prices go up. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Mark in Boise with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Two things on the subject of the gas prices. Number one, like I was mentioning to Ray, Maya, is why is it we're not seeing this reflected in the prices in our store for canned goods? Why is it General Mills, Nabisco, some of these people who make the product that goes in your store shelves, or the agriculture industry cutting back the prices for a head of lettuce? Because we obviously know, we've been hearing forever about the cost to transport our goods and things to the markets. What about a cost of tires? Goodyear, Firestone tires for your cars, guys. I haven't seen those prices go down. Have you?
No.
And here's another thing. The states, whether it be here in Idaho or anywhere across our country, Kevin, have been bitching about, well, now we're not getting as much revenue because, you know, the price of a gallon of gas is down. But wait a minute, folks. What about the cost for the school buses? Where's that extra money going that they put forth for the budgeting for the cost of the fuel to drive the kids to school? Idaho State Police vehicles, county vehicles, city police vehicles, fire trucks. It costs a lot more back when the prices were higher to obviously operate these systems. Now that the prices have dropped significantly, the cities, the counties, the states are not finding that it's taking as much out of their budget, are they? Where's that money go?
It goes to the pockets of the politicians. Mark, thank you for the call. Kevin Miller in the morning. You're just tuning in at 580-5436. Wondering where the money tree is as we continue to look at gas taxes. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. You know, listening to you in the morning, that's like the buffet of talk radio. You're ready to put anything on the table. I love it.
Well, just call me the Golden Corral, I suppose.
The Golden Corral. Okay, we can do that. You know, tax, gas tax, of course we're going to get it. If anybody out there is naive to think that we won't get it, and if they're even more naive to assume that it will not be eliminated when the gas goes through the roof, is naive. Hey, I want to go back to the woman that, or the shooting range. The Hindus were chased off the shooting range.
Right, because they have a policy of no Muslims on the shooting range, yes.
Right, and you said body cavity search. I was thinking, you know, you should have a policy of if you get a radical terrorist at that shooting range, give them a body cavity search, but do it with a backo, maybe, you know, something like that. But no,
that'll help your appetite. That'll help your appetite this early in the morning. Yes.
Well, anyways, I'm off to the sidelines again. Great show. Keep it up. Thanks.
Thank you. We appreciate it. 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Let's go to David in Fruitland. David, good morning.
Good morning. First of all,
how many of us trust the politicians that are in there? You know, 98% of all politicians give the rest of the profession a bad name. Why would we trust them with more of our money?
Because the roads need it, and the roads are going to fall apart, and everything else.
They haven't done it up to this point. I mean, if they gave all the money back to us, I mean, you can't give them $100 and expect $100 in return in services. Why don't we keep it locally and do our own roads? I mean, we can't give the money to the feds and expect the same amount in services back, because they always take their part out of it.
They gotta take their cut like the mob. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Sam in Meridian with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning. I think there's a couple of points that need to be made. Number one, the gas tax is a trust fund. Now, which means the money goes in and it's specifically set aside to pay for it. Now, whether or not it actually works that way, I think that's a separate conversation, right? As a public, we should be keeping an eye on that like a hawk, so they don't raid it. And so to a point a caller made earlier, you can't just take money from other parts of the budget and shove it in there. It's a trust fund. Money goes in, and it's spent just exactly for what it's intended for, or should be at least. You know, I'm in favor of raising it. I think we need to make a serious investment in our infrastructure in the state, specifically the roads. To some prior callers, we get more back in money in federal gas tax money to improve the roads here in Idaho than what we pay in. And I know everybody's real uncomfortable with having that conversation, but the same is true with the Medicaid. I mean, we get a lot more money back from the feds than we give them in taxes. And I think it's an important aspect to make an investment, because otherwise I don't think people are going to move here. Businesses aren't going to come here. It's not as easy to move around as it should be. And when it comes time to say, well, do we move to Boise where it's difficult to move and to function and the roads are pieces of crap and the infrastructure is horrible, or do we go someplace where they put the infrastructure in, where they realize that that's what us as a business is going to need, and so they've made that investment. So let's move to this other place.
Sam, we appreciate the call. Thank you. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Top of the morning to everybody. It is 5:40 at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller here with Dave Burnett as we start the Manly Man segment. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
You know, I thought that this was going to be a bigger snowfall, at least an inch. And, you know, was it snowing in Eagle when you came in this morning?
Yeah, it was. And as you go toward Caney County and on toward the Oregon border, snow there, some slide-offs between Caldwell and the Oregon border. But downtown now, we've actually crept up to 37 now, jumped up a couple degrees.
The best ever.
Yeah, so raining downtown, but, you know, as I look at the super secret spy cameras that the county and state have out there, snowing in Caney County, 10 miles, there's snow on the ground there, but a very wet commute today.
Yeah, and like you said, once you get closer to Boise, you'll be okay.
Yeah, so just take a little extra time and get a kind of a mixed bag out there.
You know, one great thing that I love about Idaho is just the uniqueness of some of the stories that make the news.
Okay.
Like the search for Minnie, the lost little doggy.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere else in the country would you have a story about a little dog that was in a car that was stolen and the owner wanted his doggy back. And people searched high and low. I put it on Facebook. And last night, that was one of the big stories. In fact, Maggie mentions it this morning here at 580 KIDO, that Minnie was returned to her owner.
Well, can I disagree with you? I don't normally do that. Usually, I think it's a story you would have most anywhere because, you know, we're all about looking at kittens on YouTube and the news these days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's that fluffy kind of a feel-good story. Now, should it be the lead? No, probably not. But I guess that shows that things are pretty good here when that could be really high in the stack of stories.
Well, and the people care about somebody's four-legged family member, where you have people searching for Minnie.
Yeah.
And as opposed to writing about drug dealers or broadcasting about killings and everything else, and that does happen here, not to the extent that you have in other places, thankfully.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, at this point, the killing they're looking at is the one that took place back in December, and notice they got some higher resolution photos on that. So, you know, they're looking back over a month right now at what happened there. So, you know, on top of many, you're looking back a month, not something current.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing that gets me is that our friends at Channel 7, Andrea Lutz, had an interview with the deceased family members, mm-hmm. and they were talking about that they don't feel safe here and everything else, and I can understand that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you couple that with what has happened. We don't know about these people. And when you see that enhanced video, and by the way, a great link that you put up there, a great news story on our website, 580kido.com, about the latest here. I mean, I hate to say it's just about like what you see in movies, but these guys are all dressed up. You can't tell how big they are and, you know, what their hair color is or really anything.
Yeah, I mean, officials are getting a ton, and in part, that's a bit of a problem. They're getting so many different kinds of leads, you know, they have, and they are investigating, tracking down all of those. But as of yet, they, you know, they don't have real solid clues yet. These guys were on a mission. They knew what they were doing. They were determined. They did it. They got out. And that's a head scratcher in itself. And that a convenience store, really, you're not going to get much money.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of a head scratcher, you know, for the family, and full disclosure, I have met and know the family, so I get it, and just a very difficult time. The kid was Chris was a great kid,
right?
You know, he's not one of those guys of like, oh, he was seedy and had it coming. That's not the case at all,
right?
So it's a tough story,
huh? Yeah, and you wonder, you know, what's next in this case, if there'll be a breakthrough, and hopefully there will be, and you won't have to wait years and years. These people that are still on the loose will be held accountable.
Yeah, and I will say this, they're dangerous. The one who perpetrated the crime, allegedly, is dangerous. Cold-blooded.
Yeah.
So
to do that.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's whether it's you, whether it's somebody else, didn't matter to this guy.
No.
So it's a tough one. It is a tough one.
So that investigation continues. In addition to that, the governor got a little tongue lashing yesterday.
Who gave you gave him a tongue lashing yesterday?
I'm a good boy these days.
Oh, okay. Who gave him a tongue lashing?
I'm, you know, you had former governors Batt and Andrust.
What are they doing these days?
Going after Governor Otter because of the INL. Apparently, the governor and the attorney general decided that they were going to bring in some more nuclear waste.
Mm-hmm.
And these two former governors are mad, and they held a press conference, news conference, and basically saying that Governor Otter violated a deal that goes back to the 1995 agreement concerning nuclear waste at the INL.
What is it they do at the INL, by the way? What do they deal with there?
Just they study nuclear waste.
Oh, doggone. That'd be bad to bring in 200 pounds of that.
Governor Andrus, it's a travesty as to what has taken place under their watch.
What in the world is happening now?
They were so upset by a recent deal with the Department of Energy, they went and had a press conference.
Nice.
You're going to regret this one.
What's happened to Phil Batt?
You know, Ray O'Mai said the same thing this morning.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's true. What happened to Phil Batt?
He
who got in and messed with him and his, you know, his conservative beliefs?
He really came out with the whole in favor of gay marriage, mm-hmm. and if you're against it, you're a bad person. I mean, he
never
really,
mind defending the state's constitution.
Right. He went really full blown Batt.
Yeah.
On it.
So, and by the way, I know Cecil. Nice man. I like Cecil. Don't agree with his politics, but I like him. Nice man.
And that was one of my favorite clips to play. Cecil introducing then-Senator Obama
mm-hmm.
at Boise State. And this man will end the war.
He was fired. He did. The war is done. It's been dealt with. Gitmo's closed.
I think we're almost done.
It's good. What?
No, I mean, as far as our foreign policy.
We have one?
Well, that's news to all of us, yes.
I'm being real sarcastic and snarky today, aren't I?
I'm just trying not to get in your crosshairs.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out. I'm on my game today. I'm watching the snowy rain out there. I'm on my game.
Well, it's Friday. By the way, I'm trying to think of anything else going on. John Boehner's angry. We covered a little of that yesterday. at 580KIDO. I love these people. We're gonna, the president's broken the law 22 times. Well, okay, then, are you gonna do anything about it? Yes, I'm gonna pound my fist and say the president's broken the law 22 times.
He may hold a press conference, Kevin.
Yeah, he's in trouble now.
Got a press conference, got the microphones, got the table going.
Man.
Put the bottle of water on it, I'm holding a press conference.
And I'm going to tell everybody how angry I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a wonder about this. Now,
you know what I hear with all that?
What?
Wah, 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 wah. I think, wah, wah, wah,
and
wah,
we complain,
wah.
Though, like the two guys on the Muppet Show in the balcony.
Sure.
Apparently, I mean, that's really, that's what this segment really has become from the very beginning. But, you know, we wonder why there's so much tune out. Because people just, you know, it's all, you're in the news business.
Me?
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, but that's what it becomes. I mean, it does. It becomes that.
Right.
Because they, you know, it's, we'll show them. Hold a press conference.
Right.
It'll be fantastic.
Well, again, it's theater. It's almost like pro wrestling.
Well, to a degree it is.
I mean, how credible is Speaker Boehner?
Better watch your tongue, Kevin. You might not get a, you know, a position in a committee. Oh, hang on. A new theme song instead of the 2.5 guys. Yeah!
Hey!
Best show of all time. You know, when I let my dogs out in the morning, I actually sing the song to them.
Hey, do you really?
Bama, Carolina, and Buster.
It's the Manly Man segment. Hey!
Bump, 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 yeah.
I'm sorry. It's Friday. I'm in a good mood.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep, in a great mood. It's Friday.
So I'm going to give you a couple things. Are you ready?
Fire.
All right, here we go. Here is John Boehner being mad, and then we're going to go on to something good.
Now, as for
the president
deal,
said 22 times that he didn't have the authority to do what he eventually did.
Somebody told the people at Channel 7 to go during our report. Did you hear that? That was what we call a scroll in our business where you run two things at once. I was just testing you to see if you were paying attention. That was actually Karen Zaklak doing her best John Boehner.
The president said 22 times that he didn't have the authority to do what he eventually did.
Press conference time.
All right.
Maybe we can get Phil Batt. Press conference.
I've been chasing him for a long time. By the way, I got a new follower on Twitter.
Really? Who?
Add the words is following Kevin Miller Show.
Nice. Suppose I'll use it against you?
Look, a new follower is a new follower, right?
Well, I'd take it.
Man, after that one guy yesterday was laying the smackdown, yes.
IT department down the hall, they're going to love you.
Right, right. By the way, you go to the movies. You're a movie kind of guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, before we get into the latest controversy about white this, white that.
White Knight.
I'm just going to give you the movie nominees, and you tell me what's going to be the best picture, okay?
Okay.
And finally, we are pleased to announce the films selected as the best picture nominees. They are American Sniper, Clint Eastwood, Robert Lorenz, Andrew Lazar, Bradley Cooper, and Peter Morgan, producers. Birdman. Or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, Alejandro G. Iñárritu, John Lesher, and James W. Scotchapole, producers. Boyhood, Richard Linklater and Kathleen Sutherland, producers. The Grand Budapest Hotel, Wes Anderson, Scott Rudin, Stephen Rails, and Jeremy Dawson, producers. The Imitation Game, Grossman, Edu Ostrowski, and Teddy Schwarzman, producers. Selma, Christina Coulson, Oprah Winfrey, Dee Dee Gardner, and Jeremy Kleiner, producers. The Theory of Everything, Tim Bevan, Eric Fellner.
Okay, have you seen any of those movies?
Well, American Sniper opens today.
Right.
Not going to go see it.
The Grand Budapest is on, like, Showtime or HBO.
Yeah.
Is that a comedy?
No. The winner will be, well, maybe kind of a dark comedy. The winner will be Boyhood.
What is Boyhood?
That's the one that took, like, you know, 10 years to film, and they took a kid and the actors, and they every year they filmed a little bit more and watched this kid grow up. it'll be the winner.
That's compelling.
Not a bad movie. Not a bad movie. You know, everybody's mad because Selma's not there and because, you know.
Well, Selma is.
Well, I mean, but none of the actors or actresses.
Too white.
Translation, Oprah's mad. That's the translation. Let's be honest. Oprah's mad.
And she gets beat up in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oprah's mad.
Yeah.
So that's what that is, you know. So here's what will happen is that because of white guilt, next year it'll be all minorities or, you know, half minorities. That's happened before.
Right.
So that because of white guilt, that'll be it. You know, instead of basing on what is the best, and by the way, if every actor, every actress was minority and the whites were left out, if they were the best, good for them. You know, good for the movies. But this year,
well,
just
when
wouldn't
you have
that way.
When you have the R&B awards, not a lot of pigmentally challenged people like me.
None like you. Eminem might be there, but that's, you know. So
hey, he represents the pasty white brotherhood.
Yes, he does. But yeah, so you know, that's kind of where we're at.
Hey, don't be a hater because you get a tan and we turn pink.
Exactly. Back to the balcony for you, buddy.
I think this should be the traffic song.
Traffic now as you're coming out of Canyon County into Ada County. You do have some rain and some snow showers mixed in there. It does work. I'll-